task, which the next exercise is, as usual, the voting on the poster presentations. Let me remind you that eligible for voting are all PAC members and the invited experts who are still present. For them it is, of course, only a possibility. Maybe we can just go around. Nikolai Kadyrov already left, but he submitted his vote in advance. So, let's start, please. So, you should say the number of the posters. 1, 2, 3. 1 is the best, 2 is the second, and 3 is the third one. So, let's start there, please.
I suggest very simple sequence. 2, 8, 16.
My choice is 6, 8, 12.
Tina?
3, 10, 13.
Sorry, and second number, 3?
10 and 13.
3? 10.
Hartmut?
10, 5, 1.
It's probably my turn. 12, 16, 5.
So 2, 16, 6.
That is abstaining. Pavel?
10.
Last one? 12? Last one, 12. First is 16, yes? Mm-hmm. And last one? 2. Okay, thank you.
1, 4, 16.
Widespread.
Okay. Did we complete it?
I think that's all, yeah?
Yeah, and I will also mention the votes by Nikolai Kardzilov.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Suggested 2nd, 12, and 11.
So now we have to wait.
Yes, just a couple.
Quite broad distribution will be somehow summarized.
To summarize.
Just 1 or 2 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready to announce the results of our voting. So, and according to our votes and according to our summary, the first place goes to the poster number 10. It was presented, let me check, it was presented by Tatiana Nagorna. The title of the poster, clusterization aspects of Fullerene's C60 and C70 in some solutions which are mentioned here. So this is the first place. Let's congratulate the first winner. So the second place goes to the poster number 2, which was presented by Dr. Belozerova, investigation of crystal and mutagenic structure of nanostructured complex oxides of transmission metals in wide temperature range. So this is the second place. So, and the third place is poster number 16. It was presented by, let me check, by Dr. Sadilov. Oh, sorry, no, this is 15. It's number 16. Let me see. Yes, by Jaketov. So, and this is the third winner, so let's congratulate our persons who were desired.
And let me add the fact that the first winner will be invited to present, in this case, her talk at the next session of the Scientific Council.
Yes.
So thank you once again for having voted. And now we will proceed with awarding the prizes of the last PAC meeting, the yes. diploma. So
that's
I think
right.
we
I
should.
Think we can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can start. So I would remind that the last session we also selected three posters, and the first place and honorary diploma was awarded to Artyom Glebov for his presentation, for the best presentation, which is entitled Analysis of the Working Ability of a Planar Graphene Tunnel Field Effect Transistor in the Presence of Edge Vacancies. Is the author here or not here? But his representative is here. Yeah. Okay. And you also have two encouraging diplomas. So first one is for Dr. Ruslan Rymzhanov for his presentation, recrystallization role in ion track formation in dielectrics. So, and another diploma is awarded to Vahan Abgarian, for his high-quality poster, Studies of Wigner Quasi-Probability Distributions.
So, congratulations once again to all winners. And with this, I would like to thank the participation of our guests, because we will now continue with a closed session, which means present will be the PAC members and, of course, the invited experts. For the others, once again, many thanks. Peter, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Peter, zártülés lesz. Zárt ülés lesz, úgyhogy kérlek fáradjál ki. So the closed session starts or are we? Yeah, okay. The closed session starts with proposals for the agenda of the next PAC meeting. Have you already received something? There was a draft. No. First we have the proposals for the agenda of the next PAC meeting, and in principle, afterwards the adoption of the PAC recommendation. But if you like, we can do it together. So formally, these are two separate items. But if you agree, do you agree that we do it together? Fine. Okay. I think it's really a good idea to start actually with the second one. Because in between there will certainly come up issues that may or may not be part of the agenda of the next PAC meeting. You remember that, I'm sorry, usually there was a draft at the beginning of this recommendation. Right now we discussed this with Oleg. And what you see here, this is just a kind of skeleton. Actually, the main points are still missing, because we felt that we still have to formulate it together. It would be too strong orientation if we formulated it beforehand. So I suggest go paragraph by paragraph. And then please, you can of course make suggestions for changes anywhere, but definitely please come up with well-formulated recommendations where it is still missing. So I don't think I have to, should I read the wording, or it's on the screen, it's enough. Yeah, okay, you also see it there, fine. I don't have a copy, but that's maybe. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Okay. So the first is just the usual preamble. The chairman presented an overview of the implementation of the recommendations concerning JINA research in the areas of condensed matter physics taken at the previous PAC meeting. The PAC is pleased to note that these recommendations have been accepted by Scientific Council and the Directorate of JINR. I think this is the usual paragraph. I don't see any comments. JINR Vice Director Boris Sharkov informed the PAC about the resolution of the 124th session of the JINR Scientific Council in September 18 and the decisions of the JINR Committee of Plenipotentiaries November 18. Again, routine, I think. That's fine. Then the next item was the IBA2 status report, which was presented by Professor Shvetsov. The PAC was in